was like, what if you just come up and I'm just crying?
What did you say?
I'm just having a full mental breakdown.
Well, I heard something. It was like, hey guys, I'm a... Water, White
Water,
Claw,
White
game,
Claw
fuel.
Game Fuel, the vape.
This is not a fucking water.
I walked into the studio today, and I saw a pack of Camel Crushes right there on the unopened pack of Camel Crushes, and I was like, maybe today's the day. Today's the day I just start smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, what's going on with you? I made it
29 years.
You sent the text before we got here, and I was like, wait a second.
Wait.
This is my shit. You're not fucking... You can't be depressed.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
You've been probably in a funk?
A little bit. I mean, not even like a funk, but just like... I don't know. I've been like on such a roller coaster of emotions, because it was like... We went to Champs, won the first day. It was really awesome. Then went to Maddie's birthday party, which was really cool. So I was on a super high. Then we lost the next day. And then we lost Champs. And then I get all fucking weird whenever I have mental issues whenever we lose Champs or like big tournaments like that.
Yeah.
And then we went to Disneyland the next day. So I'm like skyrocketing back up. And then
Are you though?
Not really, but I want to be.
Yeah.
You're like, no,
I'm going to enjoy this.
I'm
going to
enjoy
here.
It. I'm going down the roller coaster like this.
I was going to bring up a TikTok about that. It's like a TikTok of a guy who rides roller coasters and just turns around.
He like turns around and just.
That's just you on the ride.
And then spend another day with Alexis in LA. And well, actually, we do another content shoot out there, which was a lot of fun, but it was work. And then spend a day with Alexis, then try to come home. Every flight to Dallas is canceled.
Yeah, so that.
So then 12, I had to stay another night in LA. I had a shit ton of work to do, like to catch up on, because whenever you leave Dallas, there's everything is just piles up. So then I do all the work. I work until like 4 a.m. at this like random hotel. And then the next day is like a 13-hour flight. So I'm just like
13 hours
or no 13 hour travel day. So I woke up at 11 or 12 hours.
People think it's like, oh, it's like a 3 hour flight, but that's like not.
Well, there was no direct flights.
Oh, you had to stop.
Yeah. So I wake up at 7 a.m. or I wake up at 6:45 to get to the airport. My flight leaves at 9. And then and then there's a layover and stuff, and I don't get here until 8, so 11 hours. But still, it was like,
you know what's first off, I think that's not too bad of stress. I think that's like healthy stress.
Yeah, but it's how like I'm dealing with it. If it was just like, oh man, like, but like I get like existential with it. I'm like, dude, do I care too much? Like, I feel like I care way too much about everything.
Yourself.
Yeah. And I'm like,
am I weird?
Am I weird? Am I the problem in every situation? Is work ruining my relationships with every single person around me?
Shit. See, my stress is different than that. Mine is more like, I'll look in the mirror and be like, you're a fucking loser.
Can't laugh at that.
Like, mine's like, oh, work, fucking God, I got to catch up on this, travel day, fucking.
Well,
that's been my stress lately. It's just, you're fucking losing.
Well, the thing is like, you take that stress that you have and pile it and put it on top of what I have, and it's the same shit.
Yeah, stress.
I look at myself in the mirror, and I'm like, ugh, what is that?
Dude, I know, man, I know, I'm
And then, like, I have all these, I try not to snap when people ask me questions. It's got to be, I mean, you, at least you don't have another person on top, like, around you, like being like, hey, like reminding you of all the stuff that, like, because, like, I, like, unless your mom does, I don't know. No. But like Blake and George will say stuff, Alexis will say stuff, and my mom will say stuff, and like I know that I need to do something, and then when they remind me, like trying to be nice people, trying to be, I just like I'm like I know, I know I need to get my dermatologist moles checked out. Like I know I need to
make this appointment. I know I need to fucking get my car registration renewed. I know I need to fucking.
I know I need to get the oil changed in my car because it sits there for four months at a time.
Yeah.
Like, yes, all of that.
Yeah. I'll have times like, it's like, I know I need to call my mom. I know I need to, like right now, it's like, literally, I need to get my car registration renewed. I know I need to, and shit like that. Just, I don't know, for some reason, it just like, it's like, why am I not, this is why I'm such a big fan of the Reeds. Page, it's like they
they're on top of everything.
It's like they don't even fucking why can't I just fucking
they're a machine, but I bet you they're a machine because of how they grew up. They grew up in a like a
machine household.
I've always like I didn't realize it. I was talking with Raj and Matt the other day. I didn't realize that growing up, like my dad worked at a prison and my mom is a teacher. And those aren't like business lanes.
Yeah.
And if you grow
both
up,
both of my parents worked at prison. Like dad was a CEO, mom was a correctional officer.
Wait,
like,
really?
Yeah.
How did I not know this? Did I know this?
I mean, you might have like 6 years ago, but
what
I
the
don't
hell?
Know.
Yeah. What are the odds that both of our dads worked in prison?
Yeah, what a fun job that is.
But yeah, that like so there's no business. Like you didn't grow up like. Like hearing business
I grew
talk.
Up hearing my parents complain about work.
Right. Same. I mean, my mom loved her job. My dad didn't like his job at all, but my mom loved her job. It goes in waves of like loving. She loves the kids and she loves teaching, hates the politics. So she'll complain about that.
Yeah.
But like
my dad always said, my mom wasn't happy unless she was stressed.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I think that's how I am.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like when you grow up in like a business home, you're literally raised different.
Like, you meet Paige's dad, it's just like it totally makes sense.
Perfect.
Even her mom, it's like she's so sort of outgoing. They're FaceTiming. They're like such a.
The Reeds from, I don't see the business side of all of them except for Paige, but like, you know that like her outgoing nature and stuff like that came from her mom and like some of her dad, but like her business, like the way she's like a workhorse and that comes from her dad's side. It's like, I feel like growing up in a household where they at least know stuff about business. I'm sure my parents knew stuff. They just like, why would they talk about starting a company and selling it? Or who's on the market?
I mean,
like, you know, like they don't.
Everyone in my family, like they all grew up in Hagerstown. They all stayed in Hagerstown. Yeah. It's just a small town sort of thing.
Yeah.
And that's what majority of the world is.
Yeah.
Is like the family that sort of grows up in one family state or grows up in one city, stays in that city, and it's not.
Yeah,
no one's like starting businesses and ventures and.
There are businesses in small town. Like every town has businesses. It might not be on the scale that like you're thinking, but like
it's like the era most people grew up in was just like get a job, get a house. Stay with that job.
Go to
you
college,
get little promotions, like whatever,
work
and it's just
up,
you're kind of set there for life, and that's a decent life.
Yep. Go to
you're blessed,
clock in.
You're blessed to have that.
Clock in at 9, clock out at 5. Work hard enough where you get a promotion, and you know maybe work your way up in the company.
Yep. But that is not the case for the Reeds.
Yeah, that's not the. But I feel
even her sisters are like that.
Yeah.
Just.
They're just like that. So you, when we talk about the Reeds, we're talking about, I feel like we're having a conversation just between the two. When we're talking about the Reeds, we're talking about Paige
Reed,
her two
works
sisters,
for Optic.
Her two sisters and her brother and her dad and her mom. They're just really cool people. And the reason you're talking about them so much is because you just hung out with them as if you were a Reed and, for 3 days.
Yeah, yeah. I was with them a few of the days, and then I guess we'll talk about COD Champs and stuff. But then after COD Champs, I spent basically a day with Paige, her sisters and her brother. And it was just like the whole time I was there. First off, I was like, I just feel like I'm invading right now. Like, this is family time. Like, I feel like I know I stayed an extra day, so I feel like Paige feels responsible for me. So it's like I was even telling them, they're like, no, we love you. And I was just like telling them how like big of a fan I am of the Reeds. And they're just like, I don't know. They're just such good people.
Dude, that's what, when we were at the shoot, Paige said, dude, you want to know something weird? We were having like the best day, like all hanging out, and all of a sudden Nick stops talking and looks over at us and said, I just got the most anxiety because I feel like I'm invading family day. And I was like,
something like that. Yeah.
I was like, I relate to that. So like, so heavy.
Oh, yeah.
I have a chat. I have a group chat, and it's, me, Paige, Roger, and Matt. And that is the most active group chat I've ever been in my life, because we're always just like, if one of us has to talk,
I can imagine that chat.
If one of us has to talk to the other one, we just put it in that chat. Yeah. And so like the four of us like always are talking to each other. And every once in a while, it happens like once a month. For some reason, I just think, what if like the three of them like actually just don't like me?
And like they made a separate group,
like they
chat.
There's probably a separate chat that I'm not in, or there's probably, or like every once in a while while I'm not there, they're probably like, oh my god, like, thank god he's not here. And I don't know where that thought comes from.
I can like, say with you same... that is not a thought.
What do you mean?
Like they are not thinking
I know they're not thinking. I was also when we were setting up the bar downstairs here, there's also another time where I was like, what the fuck? We were all setting up, the four of us, and I was like, all right, I gotta pee really quick. And the bathroom's right there. So I go and I close the door, and they just weren't talking. They were just all on their phones. And as I was peeing, I was like, what? I imagine their faces like looking at each other like,
like slightly sort of whispering, man. Like,
dude, this fucking
dude,
guy.
There's no way. I can't believe
I don't know why my mind goes there.
I
but
can't
it
believe
goes
you
there.
Even think of that.
It's not I know I'm talking about those three, like, but it's not exclusively them. Like it happens all the time. It happens with like every once in a while, like I'm hanging out with Formal and Dashy, and then I'm like, am I like invading? Like what if they don't like fuck with me at all? But like I don't know. I guess people, what do people call that? Like when
I don't
people
know
are
call it.
It happens mostly with like famous people when they're famous but they don't think they should be famous.
Yeah.
Imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like imposter syndrome, but not with fame, with just being friends with people.
Yeah. I've been feeling like that. Like I genuinely, like when I was like last year and then the beginning of this year, I'm like on my stream grind, workout grind. Like I felt pretty productive every day. And so I don't know. I just like didn't really care. I never really cared if like people, not necessarily if people liked me or not, because obviously you're always going to care if people liked you. But I just didn't, I don't know. I never had those thoughts. But like these past like 2-3 months, I just like, I haven't been streaming, and internally I'm just like, dude, like what the fuck are you doing? Stop. I'm telling myself, stop going out, start streaming every day, start working out every day, eat better foods. You feel the best. Your mental is totally different. But it's like, currently I'm like caught in the wave of just like sort of that shit feeling. And I've noticed recently I get those feelings of like, just people, like I walk out of the room and they're just like, Jesus, like,
See, that's not the case either.
I saw at COD Champs, woke up hungover as fuck, and I was going to the lobby for some reason. I have no idea what for. Woke up, like just woke up, was so hungover because I mean, what else are we going to do at COD Champs? And then heading down to the lobby, stops at a floor. Or how did it go? It stops at a floor, but my key card wasn't working, and I was trying to, like, put it there to go to the lobby. Someone walks in, they're like, hey, what's up, man? And I was like, oh, I got it. I didn't even look up. I was like, this is a... Figured it was, like, a fan or something. So I get it, open it, turn around, it's Blake. And I'm like, oh, shit, what the fuck? He's just like, what?
That's really
he's like, what's
funny.
Up, man? I'm like, hey, what are you guys doing? And he's like, we're about to go to the pool. I was like, oh, nice, nice. And then he like walks out. He's like, all right, man, see you. Or like, have a good one. And I was just like, all right. And I was like, holy shit, I just joked that whole interaction. I wonder what I like. Bro, I was so hungover. I'm like shaking. My anxiety is high as fuck. I feel like absolute shit. And then
that's
so
funny.
And then I have that interaction. I'm just like, I'm like his wife's in there with him. I'm like, Jesus.
You could have said hi. You'd never met her, have you?
Well, I met her before, like,
oh, okay,
a day or two before, and like,
okay.
it was like, you know, cordial. But
that's
then, like,
her first interaction
just,
with you. It was just like,
no, that wasn't the first one.
That's really funny.
But yeah, I was just in a. I don't know about anyone else, but I get they call it anxiety. Or but like if I'm hungover, my anxiety is so bad.
Yeah.
And like I still feel it from the event, and I know it's gonna go away. But when you're like in it, you're not. You're like, God, is this just how I'm gonna feel forever? Like,
yeah.
And just like you just worry about that. But yeah, just like little interactions like that. Like they walked out of the elevator. I'm just like, what the fuck, man. Like, they're going to go to the pool.
Like,
then I saw George. I was meeting up in Paige's room because we were going to her sister's. And George came up there to get, like, apparel or something. And he was saying he's going to go to the pool. And I'm like, well, they're going to fucking bike skating. Like, they're going to be like, yo, it's so maniac in the elevator. He's fucking, dude, I don't know what's up with
he's
him.
He's tweaking or something.
Yeah. And I'm just like, God, just little fucking interactions like that.
That's
yeah.
really funny.
And, like, usually I don't get those feelings. Like, I have anxiety about, like, way other stuff or, like, way sort of different stuff. Like, I don't know, meeting new people or, like, being in a new environment or, like, having to speak when everyone's silent in the room. But when it comes to someone I know and I didn't say we're all having a conversation, me, you, a few friends, and, like, I'm, like, not inputting in the convo at all, like I'm not overthinking that usually.
Yeah.
Or like last year, the beginning of this year, like I don't know, I don't really care about that. But like recently, just because I feel like I've been feeling like a fucking loser, I definitely have more of those thoughts.
Yeah. No, I understand that.
Yeah. I can't believe you have those thoughts.
Yeah, I have them all the time. I think a lot of it is because I mean, I don't know. I just surround my, I mean, I work really closely with people who are like actual machines, like actual, they're machinery.
Yeah.
Like Roger is a fucking machine. He
yeah.
wakes up, he answers all of his emails, checks all of his Slack messages, goes and is for, you know, like.
Even like Roger and Matt, like, well, even during like COD Champs, it's like we're hanging downstairs for a while, we're all drinking, and it's like, I can't remember, did Roger come to the club with us? I can't remember, but it's like, either way, like, they're out, like, doing their thing, and then it's like, boom, morning wakes up, and it's like, they're just ready to go.
Yeah, like, that, the Monday after champs.
I aspire to be like that.
I mean, same. I very much enjoy, like, doing it, but, like, surrounding yourself with people that are, like, I mean, it does help you, but it also is like, holy shit, like, everyone, like, you take you,
and that's how I feel about Optic now. It's like, man, everyone's kind of like doing their fucking thing. I mean, some people are, they're just competing. Well, not just competing, but it's like they're sort of, their job is to just like perform
yeah.
well as a team. But it's like, man, I need to step my fucking shit up. And COD Champs did not help that. It was fun though.
Champs is always fun.
Champs is always
a blast. And it's I mean, prior to IW Champs, it was heartbreaking, like every time we lost. I mean, it still is for me. I don't know. I go through it where like I get super bummed, like super bummed. And then And then I think, why am I so bummed?
Yeah.
Am I bummed? How am I taking it worse than probably the players are? And then that spirals me. That spirals me down. It's like, is it a mental problem? Am I fucked up? Am I putting all my eggs in one basket?
Do I need meds?
And then it's just, I don't know. It's such an issue.
Yeah, for the players, like being a former player, like I know what it's like to lose. It's so depressing. But like our COD team is on a different caliber of like top players than I was.
Yeah.
So it's like, especially how good I think our team should have been or like should have performed throughout the season. Besides like the first event, it was sort of, I guess, I mean, we had our problems with Illy and whatever.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a struggle, but just as good as our team is and how good I thought they should have placed, like I know they want to win and nothing else.
Right.
See, like a fourth place at champs for me, it'd be like, all right, I mean, I kind of fit in.
I get what you're saying.
So it's like for them, I know they expect nothing less than first, and the amount of time competitors put in nowadays compared to like when I was playing and just how scheduling scrims and it's literally every single day. They got coaches now and they're going over shit. So yeah. It's like I can only imagine like how shitty that feeling is. Especially like Seth, like dude, that would have been, I don't know, I really wanted to see him win.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
like as much his entire life is this shit.
I think part of the reason that like I want to see them win so much, which I'm sure is a lot for, or is the same for everyone, is because of Seth. Like I grew up watching Seth compete on teams where he carried the team.
Yeah.
He did that for years. And then like he always performs extremely well at champs. And it seems like he just gets it seems like he's put in a situation where he just gets unlucky a lot of the times. And that's a crazy.
Even now, he played pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I asked him, I was like, be honest with me, like, how did you play? I was like, you know, regardless of stats, you know if you're playing good or not. And he was like, I mean, I did, like, it wasn't like a standout performance, but he was like, I was definitely like holding my own. Like, I was playing pretty well. And that's hard as fuck to do with three teammates, Shotzi, Dashi, Illy, to be able to like keep up with them. Because I've had teammates, I was on a team like Demon D, Snipe Down, and Tizoxic, and those were just like, at the time, it was like three of like the best slayers, and it's so hard to keep up with them. So just like the fact that Seth, especially after all these years, is still keeping up, it's like,
yeah,
it's very impressive. And it was sad to see him lose. I guess that's why Hex had to talk him into taking a vacation.
Yeah, he needed a vacation. Hopefully, I'm just hoping the next game is really good. But
when does it come out?
October, the weekend before Halloween. October like 19th, something like that. 20th, something like that.
And this is a remake of...
It's not a remake. It's just...
So it's not Modern Warfare 2?
No.
Oh,
it's Modern Warfare.
Why did I hear it like it
was? It's Modern. It is Modern Warfare 2, but it's not Modern Warfare 2.
Makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense. It's as if they released a game called Halo Combat Evolved, but it wasn't Halo 1. It was a different Halo. That's what Modern Warfare was in 2019.
I guess that makes sense.
So they're making Modern Warfare 2019, but the second one of that. So it's Modern Warfare 22 is what I want to call it, but it's not Modern Warfare 2. It's literally like they just, I don't know. I mean, it's a confusing for people that have played Call of Duty for a long time, but also it worked because Modern Warfare 2019 did really well.
Bless you.
Thank you, man.
Do you think if Seth won, he would have retired?
I don't know with Seth.
I don't either.
I don't know. Because I don't know if he plays. I don't know if he. He told me in the Hot Ones interview that he plays. That what keeps him going is the camaraderie of teammates.
Yeah. And that's. I completely get that.
And I get that. But I also think There's no way in his mind he's not playing for legacy as well. Like,
Seth, I feel like his. I don't know. Like, I don't.
From a public,
I understand the rings and the. I guess this Crim still have most championships. Yeah. Like, is you think he's like battling that or like trying to like get up there more?
I don't know if he's competing with Crim and Clay's legacy. I don't think he thinks of that. I don't think he thinks of that. But I do think he thinks that he has been, whether it's subconscious or he thinks about it often, Seth's like on paper, like his achievements doesn't describe how good he is.
Yeah.
Like, yes, he has a stupid amount of championships. He's got a world championship. He's like the sixth highest earned player, something like that. But that still doesn't show that, like, for 3 or 4 years straight, it was weird if he wasn't almost double positive. Like, yeah. It was weird if he wasn't dropping a 1.5. Like, he in Ghost and Black Ops 2, in AW, and even if you go back to Modern Warfare 3, like, he was like a demon on the map everywhere. And like, you can't really explain that. Like, there's something like people talk about Abyssian Simp. You can look at a piece of paper and you can tell how good they are. They've been in every time they've been to a COD Champs, they've made it to finals. They've won almost all of them.
And their stats as well.
Their stats, they have their rings, they have the money earned to back up like all of their claims. Like, same with Arcides. But like,
isn't Arcides number one?
Arcides is number one.
How much was it? Was it over a mil?
Oh yeah. Seth is next in line for a mil, I think. Seth doesn't have a mil yet. So it's like Arcides.
Yeah, no, Seth surely does not have a mil.
Well, in earned. What is it? Alec. It's like Alec, Crim, then the Tiny Terrors.
I feel like they haven't even, well, Clay, I guess maybe? When I the Tiny Terrors started playing, that's when the real money came.
Exactly. Yeah. Which is that's the part that like doesn't describe Seth's legacy, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Is the money and the championships. I feel like he should have them, if that makes sense.
And it wasn't even like the early COD days. It wasn't like I would like the like 2004, 2005 Halo days. It's like no one really.
Yeah.
But Seth started what was his first event, or when did he start placing like at the top? Is that like 2010?
2012.
But even then, it was like the competition since then has been high as fuck every single time, and he's been competing at the top every single time, which is fucking insane.
I mean, that is crazy. That's crazy because that doesn't happen in other esports. I mean, kids come. And
it's like
a whole generation of pros out.
The Frosties, the Tiny Terrors.
The Frosties, the Shotsies, the Hooks.
Yeah, they come and they sort of.
And they just.
Whoop. But Seth has stayed, he stayed on top the whole time.
I mean, it happens in every esport. It happens in CS, happens in Smash. It happened. There was a, I don't know if you know, like, quick story. In Smash, dude, I love Smash. There was a time, it was like 10 years or something. It was something crazy where only 5 players won. Only 5.
For how long?
It was like 5 to 10 years, somewhere in that range. And they called them the 5 gods. Literally only 5. If you went to a tournament and one of those 5 players were there, they were going to win.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And it's like, and now they've all stopped playing. Almost all of them, except for
they
like,
got wiped out.
They got wiped
by
out
by the new.
By the
dude,
new.
It's fucking.
It's
crazy.
People that watch Smash are going to get mad that I said that, but it's basically the same thing.
It's crazy how these new. Like, you look back at Halo 3, or like not Halo Reach, whatever, and like you see the Roys, the Pistolas, and it's like it doesn't really get much better than this, but it's like somehow it fucking does.
And it's weird, like I don't know if this happens in Halo, but like in COD nowadays, it doesn't matter who you're watching out of those 12 teams, it's weird if you see someone miss. Yeah. Like if you look,
it seems
like
everyone's cracked.
If that person, even like if you're watching somebody on the bottom team and they see someone, they're going to hit every bullet. It's more about like positioning and stuff like that. But like if you go back and watch when we thought like the best players of all time were playing, like Aches and Krim team, if you watch, they miss.
Yeah.
Like if you go back and you watch, people are missing a lot of the time. Yeah. And it's weird to see like the skill gap between them then and now. Does that happen in Halo? Like if you go back and watch like Halo 2,
they're
missing bursts, right?
Yeah.
And nowadays people Lucid's not missing.
Yeah. I think you kind of chalk it up to like back then they were playing on like 360s.
Right. Yeah.
So the input delay, the monitors weren't as good. It was way harder. Like you're literally playing on like 60 hertz. But I mean, they still sort of kept playing until the game evolved and like the monitors got better. And it's just like they still weren't. I mean, I guess they weren't missing as much, but they were not like this new breed of freaks that come out.
Yeah.
Like I scroll through TikTok and I say this every podcast because I love TikTok. But when I see Fortnite clips,
no.
Like I understand being a good FPS shooter, like having a steady aim. Even in 2011, when Forma was playing Halo Reach, his aim was insane. Like I just didn't understand. I was like, there's something like genetically good with his thumb.
You used to say that all the time.
It's something about like his thumb, like it. But then I see, and then like shit evolves to fucking the Frosties, and they just have like they add like a different movement. And it's like I wouldn't say their shots that much better. I mean, maybe with the sniper, he kind of did some crazy shit. Their shots not that much better, but they sort of like brought something new. Like their gameplay just looked different. Then it goes from the Frosties to the Shotsies and then I just see these Fortnite kids, and it's like, what the fuck?
I don't understand how Fortnite. I don't understand how anyone can watch it. Like I love what Fortnite did for gaming, but when I see a Fortnite clip now, especially a professional clip, I'm like, what did I just watch?
Yeah.
I can't even tell when they shoot.
I wonder like would my brain and like physicality even allow me to do that? Like say I was 14 when Fortnite dropped, I start grinding it, like would I even have possibly been able to do that? I don't know.
Gaming just wasn't like that then.
Yeah.
And gaming was you turn on your Xbox.
And it's been like 10 years. That's just been 10 years since like
this shit has
fucking evolved.
It's only a matter of time before like people don't even need controllers.
One day we're going to get someone that's so absolutely, well, I don't know, man. I don't know. I think I was going to say we're going to get someone that's so absolutely insane it's going to be mind-blowing. But maybe we have already got that. But, like, the competition sort of keeps up.
Imagine going, watching, I don't know, fucking Larry Bird play. Or watching Magic, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar play.
Wilt Chamberlain's
a good one.
I saw a video of him, and they were like, this is the guy y'all are saying is top five?
Yeah.
And it was like, he's like dribbling like this down the court, and he's just so much more massive. And like,
imagine watching Wilt Chamberlain play.
Yeah.
And then you put Giannis on the court. Like, that's...
But people are going to see this or hear this, and someone's not going to get it. They're gonna be like, nah, you don't like. Will was like, the goat.
That's a alien that you just put on, and that's how competition just evolves. Except maybe like chess. I bet you chess has probably been the same strats for 150 years.
We gotta ask the Botezes. I don't know.
I want to ask them.
I wonder if who's the most famous chess player? I forget his name. Is it
Magnus Carlsen?
No, it was, I think it might have, was it at Andy something? Maybe not. But I wonder, say he was, I don't know when he got famous, say like the 80s or something.
You talking about Bobby Fischer?
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't he the GOAT? His middle name was Andy.
Okay.
Yeah, Andy Fish. He was the fucking GOAT.
That's the guy who went crazy. That's the only thing I know about him.
Did he?
I need to learn more about him because I don't know anything besides he was really good at chess, then he went crazy.
Apparently all the grandmasters are like a little...
Oh, I mean, you have to be.
A little off.
Dude, you have to be. To be good at chess, you've got to be...
I almost like don't understand
it. You got to be all in.
But I wonder if the... I don't know. When did he play Bobby Fischer? Do you know? Like, was it 80s, 90s?
I genuinely don't know.
We'll say 80s, 90s, whatever. But I wonder if, like, the players now, like, even the Botes sisters were like, what? That dude's trash.
Oh, yeah. I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. That's a good... I've never thought to ask that.
Yeah.
Or if, like, do the... Yeah. Because that's how... At least in gaming, that's how it is. I don't know if that's how it is in pro sports. Actually, yeah, in a way. I bet you if you asked Mike Trout about Babe Ruth, he'd be like, he was playing when they could chug beers.
I was about to say.
Go smack a ball.
Like he literally had like a beer gut.
Yeah.
But he was just, well, I don't know. Like, I just don't know enough. I don't know if the fields got longer. Have you ever heard the pitchers got better.
Have you ever heard the Daniel Tosh bit where it's like, you know, he's pissed that there's an asterisk next to Barry Bonds' home run. He was like, because, you know, he played when everyone was using steroids, so he's not going to go into the Hall of Fame. And he's like, yet Babe Ruth is in the Hall of Fame, and he played before black people were allowed to play. He's like, that's got to be the biggest asterisk.
Kind of does make sense.
Yeah, right?
Which brings me to my next point. What the fuck is that?
What?
Why
is Barry Bonds not in the Hall of Fame?
It's sketchy talking about this, but like, why are all sports dominated by the African descent?
Oh, they're just the best in everything.
How?
They're just the best.
What the fuck?
Chalk it up, man. We're done.
It's fucking annoying. Because I always started in all of my sports, or like basketball, always started. And then in 10th grade, I moved to a school, and it was definitely a lot more black people, and I pretty much sat the bench. But I was also on my fucking decline because I was getting into gaming, but it was just like, I don't know, it's crazy. Is there
level.
A sport that white people are good at?
No. So right before Matt left, he said, I just wanted to wait until you guys got settled to tell you this, but the AC doesn't work right now. And then, so he left the fan on, and I'm cooking.
I'm cooking right now. Remember our first episodes here? I'm blanketed up.
Yeah.
It is not like that anymore. Especially now that it hit August, it's fucking, wasn't it like a, I don't know about a world record, but a state record of the most consecutive 100 degree plus days.
Dude, it seems
every
like it's hot.
Single day.
It seems like it's hot everywhere.
Yeah.
Dude, even in LA, this past weekend was the hottest I've ever been in LA.
Really?
Yeah. How was Nate's party? Was it fun?
It was chill. Yeah, it was chill. I don't know. I just get weird at shit like that. Because it's like, I don't know. Like, I saw like Enable, Hilton was there, Hex was there. But it's like, it's mostly the sort of LA-ish people.
The LA crowd, yeah.
Yeah. And I felt sketchy, like, about even going there. Because, I mean, it's not like Nate's hitting me up, like, Leo, come through.
That's literally why I didn't go.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not going to.
Yeah. It was, like, Kill was like, yeah, come through. And then Hex was there. I was like, yeah, I'm going to come through. And then I get there, and I'm just like, man, am I even... And then I talked to Nate on the couch for a little. I had the same thoughts. I talked to Nate on the couch for a little bit. We had like a little convo. And then a little bit later we left. And I'm still thinking about on the couch. And I'm thinking like, what was he thinking? Was he thinking like, was he like, man? Because like as the night goes on, of course, there's like some people that probably don't know Nate at all. They end up getting there and it's. I know it was his birthday party, so it's like you don't want it to be I mean, you just don't want like random people pulling up.
Yeah, you don't want people crashing it.
But yeah, I fell in back into the same mindset of like,
that's so funny. That's, I mean, that's literally why I didn't go. Seth, they had just gotten knocked out, right? I think they had just gotten knocked out.
Well, I pulled up. I was like, where are the TST guys? They're like, oh, they're not here. I was like, what?
Really?
The? Yeah, I expected you. Because you guys, weren't you guys just hanging out with them the night before?
We were hanging out at, we went to Jack's girlfriend's birthday party. So, and Nade wasn't there. There was probably a lot of crossover, but Nade wasn't there.
Oh, shit.
But like Seth's in the lobby and he's like, yo, you guys going to Nade's party? And we were going to, I think we were going to Disney the next day. I think, yeah, we were going to Disneyland the next day. So we had to be up at like, oh, wait, no, I'm mixing up the 100 Thieves party and Nade's party. But regardless, we were supposed to be going somewhere the next day. And like, I didn't get like an invite. And so I didn't want to just be like, yeah, sure, I'm going to go. Because then that's exactly what would have been in my mind is what you were thinking. But then I looked up and like, or then I looked at everybody's stories and it was like, you were there and Paige was there and Hilton was there and Sabos was there. And I was like, oh, so I guess it was just like a chill, like,
yeah.
But like, you never know in LA if it's going to be a party, if it's going to be a party with 12 people there and they're all hanging out on the couch and chilling, or if it's going to be at a club.
That's what I
and there's
like.
100 people.
I hate when, because it wasn't like that. And I'm sure if you live there and you know all these people, it's perfectly normal. Because in LA, it's just totally fucking different. I assume that's what they're doing every single weekend. If we do something like that here, it'll be like once every few months, maybe.
Like twice a year, maybe.
But I don't know. So I like the more chill sort of sit down, hang out.
I wish I was more.
But no, it was not crowded. It was kind of crowded.
I do wish I was more outgoing, like when it comes to the parties in LA, because it's just a whole nother world, bro. It's a different world than we're used to, because we're like rooted in esports.
New York and LA are totally different.
Yeah. Like we're rooted in esports and they're rooted in like YouTube gaming.
The lifestyle.
Yeah.
Even when I hang out with like Paige or sisters or her friends, like I hung out with like Paige, her friends. I actually went to fucking Mexico with them. But I mean, that was cool because it was just like eight of us or something. So then it's like I can sort of find my way in there. But I remember I was in LA with them one night. We went to a party, like a not really a club. It was such a LA thing. It was like a bar, but it was fucking massive. Like everything was super nice. Everyone's dressed swaggy as fuck. Like if you go to some club in Dallas, like it's just totally different. And I just felt like so uncomfortable not knowing anyone. And I'm just like, man, I wish I had fucking social skills. And I just get like the most social anxiety. And like I'll say that to people and they're like, what? Like you get social anxiety? And I'm like, dude, like you don't understand. Especially if I don't pull up like drunk.
I like have to be I can get pretty like talkative and like loose and meet new people when I'm like tipsy or something. Like it kind of goes away. Yeah. But I also am scared to get like that drunk. But I mean, because
pull up, you're like slurring words and
At like Maddie's party, I met a ton of people that like I've known, but I didn't like there was the first time I'd ever like actually met Marcel, and I'm like good friends with Marcel. But there was also like a lot of people there that like because I know a lot about like the gaming side of things, or the like the YouTube side of things. Like I knew everyone, but like I didn't like know. Like I wouldn't be like, "Yo, what's up, Toast?" It's been a while because I've never met him. But like I also don't want to be like, "Hey." It's at a club, so it's like boom, boom, boom. Hey,
screaming.
I'm Davis.
Some people,
nice
to
meet you.
I've had people come up to me like doing that, and I like at a club, and I like can't hear them, but I like know they're like introducing themselves, and I'm like, oh, yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah,
and then it's sort of just like you're just standing just like there beside them,
like this is fun.
Yeah, I need to work. I need to work on my social skills. even just going to a bar or something, it's like, I can't just,
yeah,
I don't know how people do it.
I either,
there's some people who don't give a fuck.
I'm either like hanging out with my friends or I get so drunk I start twerking. And like, that's pretty much one or the other options. Those are my two options. I'm either standing on the couches.
See, that's what I was on one of the nights in COD Champs. Like, I can come down to the hotel, sort of mingle with you guys because I know all of you and it's perfectly fine. But then it's like, yo, we're going to go to the club. I'm like, all right, I'll take two shots and a mixed drink. And it's just a boom, 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 chug it. Then get to the club. Yeah, we went, it's like Nice, Abbas. I think Hilton pulled up. Attach was there. Some of Sabas's friends.
Where is this too? Just a club?
Seth pulled up. Yeah.
Oh, I saw this on Classify story.
Classify. Cleese is always fucking there.
He's always there.
He's funny though.
He's always such, I but always yeah, see him, I'm like, classy.
Yeah, that turned into a very expensive night. And that was one of the nights where, like, even the clubs there have, well, I'm sure it's like this, that place is over here. I don't know. Unless you're at like a strip club, but it was a club, like regular tables, people dancing. But then there's like girls in cages, just like half naked.
It wasn't a strip club?
And it wasn't a strip club. It was just like girls dancing. It was like go-go dancers.
Because Rob Zombie has those at his concerts. It's just like, just on there. Ram, I am the one.
Yeah, that turned into...
And there's just cages of women dancing.
Sometimes I tap into that mode. Like that night, I felt like I didn't give a fuck. I was like on the couch, fucking... Like how you were at a Concrete Cowboy at the Tim the Tap Man tailgate. Like that's pretty much how I was. But then other nights, I don't know. It's like, it's almost like either a hit or miss to where I'll either really enjoy myself or it's like, I'm talking to someone, like a Nate's party, I'm talking to someone, we're done with the convo, and then it's like... you just kind of have your drink in your hand, and you're like, all right, who else do I know? Is there a circle I know that I can like walk up to?
Those are the moments where I was like, I'd just rather not. Yeah. I'd just rather not go than be like... So.
Sometimes if it gets too bad, I'll just like call Uber and be like, yo, I'm drunk, man. I'm trying to get some sleep. But no, there was a few of those moments where I was just like trying to find people. And I'm just thinking in my head, like, I fucking hate this shit. And I'm like, I know people are seeing me sort of just stand around with my cup.
It's always weird. I mean, I'm sure this is how people in LA are as well, but it's weird being like, I always have a battle in my mind of like, hey, I'm going to an LA party to have fun and hang out with people that I don't know. Am I supposed to be going to these parties to like network? Like, I never know what the goal, like, what am I really doing? How did I get here?
I'll tell myself just be cool.
I'll tell myself just be cool.
Just be cool. Like meet people. That's step fucking one. But then it's just like, I don't know, have like them leave the conversation. Like, oh, he's a maniac's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But today I was texting a girl about this girl that I've like sort of had a crush on. Hopefully no one sees this.
Hopefully she doesn't see it. What's her at?
No.
E-girl?
Yeah, it's at E-girl. Well, it's not an E-girl.
Oh, it's not an E-girl. Okay.
And that's what makes it scarier. It's a real life girl. And these are the fucking worst. No, they're actually not the worst. I like them. But like talking to her about meeting up with her tomorrow for like a pool party. And it's like at some, like I already know what it's, hopefully, what I'm hoping, it's like me, a few of her friends. Mm-hmm. I think your sister's coming. And say 6, 7, maybe 8 of us. But what it might be, and what I don't want it to be like 15 of us. And then we go down to their, because I think it's like at an apartment pool. And like go down to the pool and it's just packed.
100 people.
Yeah. Like that's what I don't want. But even then, I'm like, I already went over in my head earlier today. It's like, I was like thinking about it. I was like, God, what is it going to be like? Because I wanted her just like come to my place. We can have a pool day, my place, just me and her, chill, have a relaxed day, enjoy each other's company. Then she's like, oh, my sister's coming into town. Or like she just called me. She's coming into town. Would you be okay with going to blah, blah, blah and meet up with a few friends and we'll have a pool day there? And in my head, I'm like, or I'd say it like, or I'd text back like, cool as fuck. I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem. Yeah. But in my head, I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, God, is it going to be, what's it like over there? I'm like thinking of the location. I'm like, God, it could be popping. It could be one of those pool parties, like a fucking Atlanta pool party where there's 100 people in the pool.
I don't think it's going to be an Atlanta pool party.
It's not going to be like that. But it's just like, that's what goes through my fucking head. It's just like, God, it's like, how should I? And then I haven't been in a good mood since COD Champs. So I've been so anxious yesterday. Well, I'll say that in a second. But yeah, just totally in my head about it. And then I'm just like telling myself, like, just walk in with a smile, be friendly to everyone, be cool.
Mm-hmm. Just be and cool, man.
Just be cool.
It's I feel like a lot of the times, if you've met me for a first time in that kind of setting, I'll probably be like, hey, man, nice to meet you. And in my mind, I'm just screaming.
Yeah.
It's just a person just screaming in there like, what are we doing?
That's what it's going to be. I'm like going to walk up in the apartment building fucking... like, hey, what's up? Nice to meet you. But in my head, I'm like, shot, 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 shot. Holy fucking. I'm like trying to play it so cool. That's what goes through my fucking head. I forget what I was going to say earlier.
You're going to say yesterday. Started with yesterday.
Oh, no. I think it was about COD Champs. Oh, how fucking depressed. Yeah. Yesterday. Since COD Champs, anxiety is a real thing, I guess. For me. And of course it got champs. I land, it's Friday, we get drinks, I go back to the hotel, like shower, whatever, boys about to play, get to the event, have some beers, leave the event, go back to the hotel, have some drinks. It's like, yo, we're gonna do this, let's meet up in an hour or two, chill for a second, come down, have more drinks. But that's like 4 days in a row, so it's just every single day I'm just waking up like hungover. I was going to say it used to not be like that, but I was like doing other stuff, not necessarily alcohol. But just doing that for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, even like Tuesday a little bit because I woke up so hungover. But just like going through that and then coming home and just like completely stopping. It's like I had so much anxiety. Like yesterday on the podcast, I don't know if I was overthinking it, but I was like, this is the worst podcast of all time. It was like me, Formal, Bose, Hex. Hex is just, he has to carry this entire thing, I feel like. Bose is saying a little bit. Formal just seemed like tired.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there like anxious as fuck.
You're just like.
Yeah, I'm like, how can I, like, I need to come up with a response that's more than fucking 5 words long.
Like, yeah, that's crazy.
Because it kept bouncing back to Hex. And like, I don't know if this, I wonder if this happens with like some of the more famous podcasts.
It probably does.
If it's like going through like the, say, Logan Paul's podcast, the Nelk Boys, whatever, Full Send. Like, I wonder if it goes on with them because
I don't really like watch like what is the podcast with Bert Kreischer and
Tom Segura,
like Two Bears or something. Like I see clips from that podcast and I love the clips. They're so funny, but I don't like watch the full podcast. So I'm sure there's times where it's like, oh damn, they're talking about something that I really don't care about. Or
yeah. You know. I wonder how many times they have to like, or if they have to stop, or I feel like Joe Rogan is, it's insane how much how good he is at keeping a podcast going.
The hardest part about podcasts, if you do it the Joe Rogan way, is getting that many guests. How does he have
knows all the guests, but is interested in them.
Yeah.
So he'll sort of like, I guess, study them.
I mean, talking with Matt, who Matt and Hex obviously do the eavesdrop all the time. And it's like, it's gotta be so hard to get that many guests,
if you're invited to Joe Rogan, you're going on Joe Rogan at this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely for like an eavesdrop, we want to start getting guests.
I'm down for guests.
Yeah. I feel like we like, I don't know. It's like, is there any other podcast where it's just, I mean, I guess Bert and Tom, they have one.
Where it's just,
but it's how many like successful podcasts are really out there? Just like, because just two people that talk every single time.
What's the one with like all with of mine? Cody Co.
I don't know.
It's called like the Little Nut Gang or something. Something like that. But that they're really good. And I think they rarely have guests.
Really?
But they just bounce off each other. I used to listen to that podcast a lot. Podcasts are hard. Everyone does them. It's kind of like how vlogging was.
Yeah.
Where it's like no one was
for
vlogging.
Sure, it's definitely
then Casey
like
Neistat came along and then everyone vlogged.
Yeah.
And
then Joe Rogan came along and everyone podcast.
But also Casey Neistat is in the same like parallel. Casey Neistat was doing vlogs and doing little like, I think he was calling them like daily mini documentaries way before he vlogged or way before he blew up with vlogs. Same with Joe Rogan was doing podcasts.
He was
like
doing janky ass podcasts in like 2010.
It looked like Justin TV quality.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think people realize how
people he didn't blow up.
I feel
until,
like especially for me, yeah, I don't know. He blew up in
like 2015, 2016,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
he'd been doing it for 6 years.
Especially in, well, he's even said that he loves talking to people.
Yeah,
like he, and I feel like I kind of do.
I genuinely do love. I like researching.
If it's a certain someone, I like there's a few people I would love to like sit down and actually and talk to.
Yeah. And that's the easy way. That's why it's easy to start. Like for the guests that I want to have on like Around the Bar,
it's
whenever
gonna be
I start,
easy.
It's going to be so easy.
Yeah.
But it's once you get to 20 episodes in, it's like, now who am I going
to? And it's like, all right, I need a guest. And it's like someone to where it's not a fucking, I don't know, a huge name or something.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I'm trying to do these weekly, need a new guest.
Right. That's why I think it might be easier to film 12 of them and release them in seasons.
Yeah.
Kind of how I was thinking about doing Around the Bars. Film 12 or 15 and then edit them and then release them weekly while I work on the second season. That's kind of what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. I think, podcasts are fucking hard. There's so many times, like, bro, I'm telling you, yesterday I felt like I was about to have a full, like, I feel they probably didn't really notice it. But in my head, I was freaking the fuck out. Like, there was times I'd say stuff and it just goes like completely quiet for like 2 seconds. And I'm just like, oh my God. And then my voice like starts to get really low. And I'm just like,
But
like,
true.
I was already super anxious about it. I kind of have
those feelings as well. I used to have that, like,
it depends on the energy of the podcast.
If we do a bad shoot in the hex quarters, or like I just feel like it didn't go well, or like same, like it happened a lot in Smooth Competition where I'd be like, and if I knew it was bad, I would get like super nervous.
Yeah,
like holy shit, like this is the decline.
See, with the yeah,
but like
with the Smooth Comp, there were so many people that it wouldn't really, I'd be like, nah, this ain't really on me. Like I guess I'd show up. And
but you think like Optic Podcast, there's, you're one of four.
Yeah.
Spotlight right on you.
And I just feel like I don't know. I feel like my mood affects it so much.
For some reason, like when it comes to the Optic Podcast,
there's some days I'm like, I'm killing it.
Yeah. I think that I haven't felt comfortable on the Optic Podcast in a while.
I feel
and
like
I think
you're
it's
always comfortable though.
Really?
Kinda.
I mean,
if I'm on a podcast with you and Hacks, I'm like, this will go fine regardless.
And I like doing them. I like doing them, and I like being on the podcast. And I especially like hosting. Like I like it when Hector and I are both on the podcast. But I also really enjoy when it's me on the podcast and like three other people.
Really?
Because I enjoy hosting, and right, it seems like Hector and I are the two people that host.
Yeah, I don't think anyone else could host.
So
I used to maybe, I don't know. I couldn't do that. I feel like I'm a decent filler, but no, there's no hosting is a different Hex is and even, I don't know if we'll have to cut this out, But even like 30, like we took an ad break.
Yeah.
And I was like, we took an ad break and I said out loud, I was like, I'm going to be honest, I'm giving y'all nothing today. And X was like, he was like, I fucking know. And this is why these fucking people, they're commenting fucking that Hex talks too much. Yeah. And I was like, I know, man. Like, trust me, we need you. And Forbes was like, yeah, man. But like, we need you to fucking talk. Because it's not even about giving input, because there's just like, there's, and me and Form will talk about like, there's some subjects or like topics where it's just like, we just don't really care about.
Yeah.
Like sometimes we'll talk about random fucking funny shit and like that goes well. But then there's some subjects where it's like, we know we need to touch on these and it's, I don't know, it just feels like we don't really have anything to give. But it's not necessarily about the input, it's more about the, I know if I say something and it goes quiet for like a second or two, like Hex, so he's like so good at like not bullshitting, but just like he'll somehow fucking find something else to like lead it to. And I just don't,
I feel like I'm fairly decent at that.
I think you are as well.
It's just,
and that's what, if it's a podcast with you and Hex, I'm like, no, this will regardless. You know?
I feel like going to places like COD Champs is validating in a way, because you realize how many people, like a majority of people lurk. A majority of people don't comment. You know what I mean? They don't, a majority of people that are watching the Optic podcast, that are watching the Flycast, that are watching Optic content, they're not commenting.
Yeah.
They're not tweeting at you and saying, hey, good job, or damn, you suck.
Yeah.
A majority of people turn it on, watch it, and then they watch something else, or they like, go no about
one's
their
even,
day.
No one's even fucking thinking about it that deep.
Right. And so like when you go to these events and there's hundreds of people coming up to you and be like, dude, I love you on the Flycast, or I love you on the Optic podcast, then it validates. But like that doesn't change the fact that for some reason, like I'm doing well on TST. People love TST in the chat. I'm doing well on the Flycast. People like it. But then when I check an Optic podcast comment, they're just like, holy
or
shit.
Like a Reddit.
Hitch
or...
won't fuck, shut the fuck up. Or it's Hitch is so fucking annoying in these.
Yeah.
It's just like, still, I'm almost 30 years old. And still, I'm just like, damn, was I annoying? Why? Like, dude, I need to get rid of that fucking mindset.
I have noticed that, like, you sometimes you'll think you're annoying, or it's like
I think
somehow
that is the root of my issues. The root of all of my issues is, am I not self-aware that I'm annoying someone, or that's that funny. I am like being like for yeah, some no. reason like people nah, want some, to get away from
there's
me.
There's people like that, and you're not one of them. But going to, going to COD Champs and having like I've been saying last few months, I've been like, just felt so distant from the scene. Like I'm not on YouTube. Like I don't have those YouTube comments. I'm not on, haven't been on Twitch to where, you know, people are just fucking hyping you up because they love you.
Yeah.
But like going to the event, it was like, I'm going to the bathroom and it's like one person asks for like, yo, Maniac, can I get a pic? And then it's like, boom, a fucking line starts.
Super.
And I'm
long.
There for like 30 minutes. And in my head, I was like, God, I want to just go to the bathroom, come back up and like sit down with my beer and watch the match.
Yeah.
But then I'm also... literally, I remember standing there, like, taking pictures. I was like, this feels pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
I was like, this, like, just seeing a line still form, because I was like, man, like, I don't know. I just felt so distant. I was like, people, like, I'm, like, being forgot about.
There are. And the thing is, like, that's not to make your thoughts even worse, but that's not a far-fetched thought. I've seen people that were killing it back in the day, and they walk around.
See, that's not helping.
They walk. I know, but you're not like that.
Oh, you're saying they walk around the event and
free.
It's like, yeah.
And no one like stops them. Maybe somebody will be like, hey, Bob. And they're like, hey,
yeah, Bobby Poff, like you got to step it up. You got
to
step it
I
up.
I tried to think of a.
The most bland name.
No, not Bobby Poff. Yeah, Bob had his own line.
Yeah.
But
Bobby's the man.
There are people that used to crush it back in the day and were extremely famous. And now they, you know, they just walk around free. And that's not a bad thing if that's what they want. You know what I mean?
I mean, but sometimes I'll convince myself, like, you know what? Like, maybe I don't want, like, the fame or, like, fans or, like, maybe I just want to be low-key with it. And it's like, but am I just saying that because I feel like I'm slightly falling off and that'll make me feel better if, like, that actually does happen?
Yeah,
and, I get that. But no, God Champs was a nice reminder. Yeah. It was nice.
And plus, like, last year we didn't really get to go to many, like, there were no events. There was Champs, but Champs was kind of empty last year.
It's crazy how the fucking LA Thieves walk out and they're getting booed. And then I'm in the upper bleachers and every single shirt I see is an Optic Texas shirt. I'm Texas. Like, God damn.
Yeah.
This shit is still going like 10 years strong.
Still going strong. Which is like, it's incredible. And I hope it keeps going strong. And let's hope we get a major next year. Because who knows if we'll get one. And then the Optic major next year, if there is one, would be, I think it's going to be insane. I feel like we crushed it this year and we had like no time to plan.
Yeah.
So if we do it next year,
big stuff.
We're going to be rap battling on stage.
Damn.
How's that for anxiety?
See, what's funny? I'm not even trying to end the podcast here, but I was watching Tay Rock versus Murda Mook, and like they used to be in Dot Mob together or whatever. Yeah. Tay Rock joined Dot Mob, and so like they were close for a while, and then they battled and it was a fucking war, and I was like, is this what it would be like if I battled Hitch? Fucking yeah.
I wonder how hard you would go, like, if we actually battled, how hard would we go? Because this, like, when Thesaurus and Ilmac battled each other, Ilmac won because he just went harder.
Yeah.
He just went more personal. Yeah. So if you want to win...
I actually just watched that battle, weirdly. I've been watching battle rap lately.
If you want to win, you have to go more personal than the other. Like, that's literally, like, in battle rap.
Yeah.
It's not, like, a word...
If
it's a personal battle, you got to go personal.
I just don't think I'd be able to memorize that much shit.
Dude, the amount of...
But, yeah, I feel like I would have to...
You'd have to go.
I can't. Even if I lose, like, I still have to, like, fight for my life.
Fight for my life. I don't even know what I'd write. It would be, like, it would either have to be very bland, like, patiently waiting.
I know you.
Patiently waiting.
Winning an Avis stream.
You know me. What, you think I had, like, rehab bars and shit?
Well, I mean, I would, if you didn't have that, I'd be mad. Yeah.
Oh, that, I mean, it would be fun.
Yeah.
I'd have to get drunk.
Yeah.
Put on a fucking thick skin.
Yeah.
Like, okay, he's gonna say some shit. It gives me anxiety
just thinking about dead silence, a whole crowd around me.
Imagine, dude. I feel like going on stage at a rap battle and saying a line that you've practiced for months and it doesn't hit. That would be, I mean, it'd be the same as like a stand-up comic being like, oh, this joke is going to be amazing and it bombs. Like,
yeah.
How do you recover?
The thing about comedians, it's like they sort of know that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I guess battle rappers do as well.
Every battle rapper knows that like something's not going to hit and you're going to say something corny. Something corny is said in every battle ever.
Yeah.
But like...
But coming out with a line and then was like four bars.
Banger line, like.
Right. That would be a crazy feeling.
I feel like that, like I will rewatch the A-Verb Hitman Holla line for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Just cause like that has to be.
Is
peak.
That the, yo, Big Gerald.
Yeah.
That's how you talk to your son. Jesus.
Dude, like
Christ.
After that, like. The crowd cheered for like a minute.
Yeah.
I think he should have ended his, that should have been the last thing he said. Cause he goes on for another minute.
Does he?
Yeah, exactly. No one remembers that minute. Like after that, you got to read the room.
No, I think back now and I'm assuming that was like how he ended the battle or something.
He kept going.
Oh shit.
That battle's so good. Cause he also has I shoot soon as I get in, like I'm J.R. Smith. That was like Hitman, dude. That battle's. I gotta go back and watch that battle.
Yeah, I've been on a little battle rap kick lately. We got guests coming soon.
Guests coming soon.
Guests coming soon. We got to get guests. We're upgrading. Paige Reed next. We brag about the fam. Imagine just have the whole family fly down.
The whole Reed family.
The thing is, if that happened, everyone would see him be like, I totally get it now. Yeah,
they would just
like,
be,
wow, they're amazing.
We wouldn't even talk. It would just be them talking. I
love the Reeds. All right, thank you all for watching another episode of Flycast. E-Mac, Craig, do me a favor. Play my motherfucking beat.